Thank you, Chair. I think maybe we would need to hear from the three delegations that were supportive of the text on the basis that, so it's either two things. If the intention of that paragraph was to sort of reaffirm the importance of political will, maybe our proposal may fall short. But if the proposal was, the intention was on the lower end to find a linkage between the DDPA and how it attributes to treaty bodies, which automatically then implies human rights instruments, and we just noted ICED, then that H would suffice, because then in the DDPA, under that particular one, is that it doesn't limit it to one particular article of the ICED. It's just really reaffirming the importance and acknowledging that human rights instruments, by their very nature, should always make sure that the obligations that member states have are safeguarding the prohibition of racial discrimination, which is really the sort of the core aspect of why, even though the DDPA is a declaration, it was important to have this to make sure that the prohibition of racial discrimination is clearly stated in the DDPA, and that it should be cross-cutting with all the human rights instruments. So depending on if the intention was on the first part or on the second part of the proposal from the NGO, we would, it depends on which of the two they were more married to. If it was on the latter part, which I suppose this is my interpretation, then your proposal would suffice. But again, we would have to hear on their, what their comfort level is.